USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
White House senior advisor Stephen Miller indicates that President Trump is prepared to issue the first veto of his term if Congress votes against his national emergency declaration. The Trump administration is looking at places to cut to get his border funding, and that includes a school improvement project in Kentucky. On CBS's Face the Nation, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says he backs the president.
I would say it's better for the middle school kids in Kentucky to have a secure border. We'll get them the school they need.
Democratic Congressman Andre Carson was asked if he thinks there are enough Republicans on board to override a presidential veto.
The American people will have to contact their representatives and senators to urge them to keep President Trump in check.
A storm moving from the Midwest to the Northeast, bringing snow from the plains to New England. 47 vehicles were involved in a chain reaction accident on I-70 in Missouri that left at least one person dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown tells CNN State of the Union he's in favor of a buy-in option for Medicare for All.
I think Medicare for All will take a while, and it's difficult. And it's selling it to people who now have insurance that would have to have their insurance plans canceled and move into a government plan. I think that's difficult. I want to help people now. That's why you do Medicare at 50. I want to build on the Obamacare, not repeal it with a whole new plan.
President Trump wants to pull U.S. troops out of Syria, and on CBS's Face the Nation, Senate Foreign Relations Committee member Lindsey Graham sees it happening.
I've never felt better about the outcome in Syria. With a small contingent of Americans, a lot of Europeans will come in and help fill in the gap, a very small down payment to secure ISIS never comes back.
Attorneys for Jussie Smollett says claims the January attack on the Empire actor was staged are untrue. Police have identified two men who claim they were paid by Smollett to stage the attack. They were questioned by police and released. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pope again addresses the abuse of children by clergy. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Calling child sex abuse in the Catholic Church an urgent challenge, Pope Francis spoke at St. Peter's Square on Sunday morning, telling Catholics to pray for the upcoming child sex summit at the Vatican. Bishops from around the world will gather at the summit Thursday through Sunday to discuss the protection of minors in the Church. The Pope calling the summit an act of pastoral responsibility in the face of an urgent challenge of our time. The summit comes after Francis defrocked former Cardinal American Theodore McCarrick over sex abuse allegations. The 88-year-old McCarrick, the first cardinal ever to be defrocked for sex abuse.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, House Intelligence Chairman, appeared on CNN's State of the Union and talked with Phil and Hostina Bash about Russian collusion with President Trump's team and how that could indicate that Russia has sway in American politics.
At the end of the day, the most important thing for the American people to know is whether the president is somehow compromised, whether there's leverage that the Russians could use over the president, and if the Russians are in a position to expose wrongdoing by the president or his campaign.
Schiff said Sunday that there is ample evidence, in his opinion, that Trump's presidential campaign colluded with Russia. Four people are dead and the suspect in custody after a hostage standoff at a home in Clinton, Mississippi that lasted 12 hours. Police were fired on when they arrived. The suspect released two small children before surrendering. Neighbors told WJTV nothing like that ever happened in their neighborhood before. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.